The standoff was broken by Fertie's squeal. Codge turned to see him standing at the edge of the ferns.
What are you skriking like an old rat wife for?
The small rat showed his muddied footpaws.
I ain't going in there. It's all squelchy.
One of the party, an old stoat, called out.
What do you mean, squelchy?
Fertie jabbed his paw furiously at the fern bed.
I mean squelchy enough to sink you down over your ears.
Hawkwell's impassioned plea was loud and clear now.
Oh, take pity on me, kind sirs. Help me, I beg ye.
Jungo, a fat weasel who possessed a single tooth, giggled.
Someone thinks we're kind sirs. That's nice.
Codge silenced them with a glare, then issued orders.
Spread out, but don't go falling in the squelch. See who's making all that noise.
It was Jungo who found Hawkwell.
It's an edge pig. He's stuck in a squelch. I can see him. I'm really late. A little edge pig.
Codge was first to locate the spot where Jungo was calling from. He glared to and fro irately.
Where in the name of blazes are you?
Hawkwell's voice rang out hopefully.
I'm here, sir. In the swamp.
Codge slashed angrily at the ferns with his sword.
I'm not talking to you. Jungo, where are you, Oafhead?
The slow-witted weasel's voice came from over Codge's head.
I'm up in this big tree. I can see the edge pig.
The rest of the foraging party arrived at the alder. Codge beckoned upward with his blade.
Get up there, you lot, and don't come down without that edge pig. The captain'll want a word with him.
All of the sea raiders were skillful climbers. A solid tree was easier to scale than masts, spars and rigging on the open main. It did not take them long to lasso Hawkwell with a length of rope. They heaved together and he shot out of the ooze with a gurgle and a plop. The vermin swung him back and forth on the rope, releasing it when Hawkwell was close to the alder trunk. He landed with a muddy squish right next to Codge, who leapt aside, snarling.
Watch where you splash that squelch.
The young hedgehog began unfastening the rope, which was noosed about his middle.
I'm sorry, sir. We didn't mean to splash you. My name's Hawkwell Prank. I've been stuck in that confounded swamp since last night. Thanks to you and your friends, I'm safe now. Phew! We couldn't have lasted much longer in there, I can tell ye.
The fox's footpaws stamped down on Hawkwell's stomach, knocking the wind from him and stopping him from untying the rope. Codge put his sword point to Hawkwell's throat.
Gabby little edge pig, ain't ye? So then, awful stink. Where do you comes from, eh?
The other vermin had descended from the tree. They laughed at Codge's little joke. It took Jungo a moment to catch on. Then he guffawed appreciatively.
Awful stink, that's a good'un.
The young hedgehog sighed.
Oh, that's twice in 2 days some beast's not said my name right. It's Prink, not Stink. Hawkwell, not Awful. Hawkwell Prink, if you please.
Codge sneered, pricking his captive's throat with the sword point.
If you please. Well, Downy talk pretty. I asked you a question, Awful Stink. Where do you come from? You'd better speak afore I starts carving you.
Hawkwell answered quickly.
I'm from Redwall Abbey, sir, but he was on a short trip, you see, and he wandered into that swamp.
Codge hauled him upright sharply.
Redwall Abbey, eh? You're just the booker we're looking for. Viscera want to talk with you. Lash him up good and fetch him along, mates.
Hawkwell knew it would do no good to protest. The vermin looked like a primitive and murderous crew. Moments later, he was bound by all paws to a spear pole and carried off, swinging upside down between two weasels.
This ends Disc 3.